And today's daf is Nazir Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis. We are in the sugya of Nazir Shimshon, which is a machlokas tanoim, whether one can become a Nazir Shimshon, as we have the machlokas on top of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that somebody can become a Nazir Shimshon. It's just a different type of Nazirus than all the other ones. There is an heter of Tumas Meis when it comes to Nazir Shimshon, because that's what happened, that was the halacha with Shimshon, as we'll see. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, nobody can become a Nazir Shimshon, because Shimshon was a Nazir Mibeten. It was not considered a Davar HaNadur. It was considered a Davar HaAsur. And one cannot be Matvis, one cannot parallel and connect their own Naziris to a Naziris of Shimshon. It's not copyable, and therefore, even if it existed, even if he was a Nazir, but one cannot become a Nazir based on Naziris of Shimshon. And we went through the limudim of each of the Tanaim. What does each one learn from the word Lashem? What does each one learn from the other ones? So given what he said, included in Nedarim is Chatas and Asham, or Bechor, back and forth. And then we quoted at the end the story that one of the Tanaim say that Lashem includes the story that Naziris should be Lashem Shamayim. And that was the story in the name of Shimon HaTzadik. He says he never ate from a Nazir Tamei except from an Asham Nazir Tamei, except from this person who created a Naziris based on the fact that he was overcoming his Yetzer Hara, and it was so L'shem Shemayim that he was so excited about it. Just to read, the Rambam at the end of Naziris talks about Kavana as well. The Rambam in the last halacha of the 10th parak says, Ha'omer Harini Nazir Ma'aseh Kach V'Kach. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir, you know, if I do this, if I don't do this, right, it's not as defining of an act, so that's not the proper way, the proper Kabbalah of a Nazir. Aval hanodir Lashem derech kedusha, hareze noe umishubach. But if somebody makes a neder Lashem derech kedusha, what does Derech Kedusha mean? The Rambam must mean, like our Gemara, L'shem, getting close to Hashem. I specifically want to do this. Not because it's some other behavior I want to make sure to do. The Harei Ne'amar Bo, Nezer Elokav Al Rosho, Kadoshu L'Hashem. V'shaklo Akasiv B'Navi, Sh'ne'amar V'akimi B'neichem L'Neviyim U'Bivachurechem L'Nezirim. So you see that there is a Maila that the Navi refers to, comparing Nevi'im and Nazirin. And the Kesef Mishnah says, what does Derech Kedusha mean? Parakama dinadarim daftes maisa dinazir shabalafei shimon atzadik, which is our Gemara. So this is Derech Kedusha and Precious. That is an appropriate motivation for Kabbalah, but other than that, it is not something that we should do. Okay, now let's continue with a little more about Naziris of Shimshon. Says the Gemara about 8 lines up from the bottom. V'Shimshon lav Nazir haya? Or Shimshon wasn't a Nazir? If you look at Tosfos' girsa, Tosfos has a little different girsa. Shimshon lav Nadur haya? Shimshon's Naziris. Shimshon was a Nazir. You read Navi. Right? It wasn't a Davar HaNadur, meaning one of the Tanaim say you cannot parallel Naziris Shimshon because it was automatic. Was it really automatic? Vaksiv, ki Nazir Elokim Yeha Narmida Beten. The Havamina is that when the Malach spoke to Manoach and Eshes Manoach, it was with instructions to be Madir their son to become a Nazir. Wasn't that he would say that he was automatically a Nazir. So the Havamina is that it was some type of Davar HaNadir. So isn't that what it was? Answer, Hasa Malachu Dekamar. No, there it was the Malach telling him what's going to be. The parents really didn't have any input. No, the Malach was saying what was going to be. Tosfos, Bin Nevua, V'lo Yatsa Nazirus, Lo Mipi Aviv, V'lo Mipi Shimshon. The Naziris didn't come from Shimshon or from Manoach. It was from the Malach. It was a different type of Naziris according to that Tana, and therefore it was considered a Davar HaAsur and not a Davar HaNadur. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Brachos and Parshas Lech Lecha on the Pasuk by Hagar, when the Malach speaks to Hagar and says, Hinach Hora V'yoladet Ben, you will become pregnant and you will have a son. Rashi there says, Hinach hara shekishetashuvi tahari, kimo hinach hara de'eshas Manoach. when you return, you will become pregnant, just like the pregnancy of Eishes Manoach. What's the emphasis of that comparison? What do we have to compare Yishmael's birth and Shimshon's birth? Vihine, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Gabi Eishes Manoach haya muchrachin anu lefarish kein. By Eishes Manoach, you have to say that when Eishes Manoach went back, she became pregnant, because the Malach said, Hine at akara velo yaladit, v'haris v'yaladit bein. There the Malach says, you are barren. So right now she was barren. She was not pregnant yet. Umashma she yadayin einahara. V'achar kach amar, but then he says, later in the conversation, ata hishamri na kihina chara v'yaladit bein. Mashma she kfarhara. Mashma hinach. You are. Behold. So what do you mean? The Malach said earlier in the conversation that she was barren. L'fichach mufrachan on l'farish ha'davar haba al yidei Malach yicholun lomar b'lashan hoveh. Sometimes the Malach might say something that is present tense, but it really means future tense. Because when the Malach says something, it's vada going to happen in the name of Hashem. And therefore, the Malach can talk in present tense, even though it means in future. That's hinach hara. How do you know that's not literal? Because the Malach earlier said that she was barren. Amnam kefi hanira, but what appears, says Rabbi Yaakov, haminim shehem hanotzrim, right? Other religions, ta'anu kisha'anu la'agno lahem al sha'amru shenis abra barua kodesh, amru heim kvar hayalo lamim, shere shimshonis abra b'divri hamalach. They say, wait, what do you mean? Our theology, right? Our belief that there was an immaculate conception, it's happened before also. Right, the time of Shimshon, while the Malach was talking, right, she became pregnant. Shaharei b'tchilas adibra adayin lo haisam u'beres, shaharei yifticha b'lashan asid, because it was a promise in the future. U'betoch adarav amr la shihinei hara, l'ficha haya Shimshon kadosh b'rechem. Right, so that's why Rashi makes that comparison, says the Emes Liakov, just like this one, has to be. She's not pregnant yet. But the fact that he uses present tense as just a lashon, a type of lashon that Malachim use, says the Emes Liakov, so too Shimshon. Shimshon is not a Rachman al Islan, a model or a precedent for other religions, assuming that there is pregnancy without normal relations between husband and wife. So that's that Rashi's comparison there. And he even quotes, that helps to understand the Gemara in Baal Basra at Sadi Aleph. The Gemara there quotes a couple of the names that are unusual. What was the name of Avraham's mother? What was the name of this? Well, a couple of names that we're not sure about. So one of them is, what was the name of Shimshon's mother? That's not mentioned in Tanakh. What's his Eishes Manoach, right? What was her name? Salaponis. Okay, that was her name. The Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina. What do I need to know this for? L'may Nafkamina answers the Gemara two words. L'tshuvas haminim. To answer the heretics. And sometimes minim doesn't mean Jewish heretics. Sometimes that's a change in censor. Right? Minim, like in the Tshuvas Haminim Gemara by Aseres Hadibros and Brachos. It says minim, but in the older versions of the Gemara, it means other nations that have other views. So, says Rabbi Yaakov, that's exactly what I think it means. He says, you know, according to this view, Haminim Vade Lo Yishol, he says, because it dochak, according to some of the other Pshatim. V'ma Shakasavti, Nira Shakavana Sakamari, Yishimikan Yishuva, Kineged Haminim Hanotzrim, Sha'anu Mevi'in Raya, Shayakan Ibur, Tiv'i, Mizeh Shahaisalo Gamachos. It doesn't only say the mother, it says the sisters, it says, and that's the Gemara. Lamayin Askamina, what do I need to know this for? To emphasize that Shimshon came from a mother, from a father, right? All natural. Right? Similar idea said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it, in the beginning of Shmos, why doesn't it mention the names of Amram and Yocheved before Moshe was born? It just says that a man from Beis Levi, a Bas Levi, very mundane, human discussion of a man and a woman coming together, having a baby. That's exactly what the emphasis is. Our Goel was human. Our Goel was created like everyone else was created. Okay, let's continue. So was Shimshon a Nazir? Right? Was he? So the answer is, yeah, he was a Nazir, but it was an automatic type of Nazirus. Says the Gemara, Umi Nolan did Tvila Mesa. We mentioned this yesterday, that we're going to have this discussion. So how do we know that he became Tamei Meis? How do we know that he was allowed to become Tamei Meis? That was not included, even if you say he wasn't, that we could accept his Nazirus? Is it from the pasuk that says, Belechia Chamori Kesi Elafish, that he killed with the jawbone of a donkey? He killed 1,000 men. Dilma giru yigaribahu. Maybe he threw it at them. Maybe he used it as an arrow. Maybe he didn't touch them with that, so it wouldn't be a problem. And he didn't become tummy through that. Elamehacha. Vayach mehem shloshim ish. Vayikach es chalitzusam. Right, maybe here, it's when he took off their clothing, but it says that he smote them. So, and then he removed the clothing. So it must be that is he killed them first, and then he removed. Dilma ashlachinun bereisha, maybe he took it off first, v'hadar katzlinon, maybe it was the opposite order. No, v'yach v'yikach siv, read the order of the pasuk. First it says v'yach, and then it says v'yikach. Dilma v'dilma gosesin shavinon. Maybe he didn't kill them, maybe he made them into gosesin. And then he took it off, so he didn't become tamei. A goses is not mitamei. Answer, elagamar gemirila. Must be Misora, must be Gemara Gemiria law. Sometimes that means halacha should be seen. Sometimes that just means we have a Misora about this, that they were gosesin when Shimshon touched them, and therefore he did not make that. The question was, how do we know he became Tamei Meis? So here he was. Maybe he made them gosesin. So the answer, the Misora, is that he didn't make them gosesin. The answer was that he killed them first, right? That is the Misora. Tosvos. So he became Tamei, and that's the Makar. They became Tamei, and therefore, if somebody accepts the Nazirus Shimshon, there is no. It's only two out of the three halachas. There's no Isser of Tumas Meis. Tosvos wonders in the Havamina, as the Rosh does. Maybe they were gosesin. Is a Nazir, let's add in, / Kohen, allowed to touch a Goses? Right, so we're saying that, oh, maybe they were Gosesin, and therefore, he's not going to become Tamei Meis, but they were Gosesin, and that's not a problem. Tosfos says, Dilma Gosesin Ninu, Lav Dafka Gosesin, Ki Nazir Aser Liga LeGoses. A Nazir can't touch a dead body, according to the Havamina before we had the Makar. Or, even by Nazir Shimshon, a Nazir can't touch a Goses. Anyone who cannot touch a dead body cannot touch a Goses. Because a Nazir is Rov Gosesin Lemisa. So, says Tosfos, Elaklomer Karov Legosesin. It means close. It means almost a Goses. Okay, that's Tosfos. If you look at the Rush has a Chilik without explaining it. The Rush says, without asking, really. Actually, he does. He goes down to the Gemara. Last line of the Rush. Even according to the Tana, the sheet that we're going to have later on, that he can't touch a Goses, Hacha lav Goses in Mamish. Ella smuchin le Goses in. That's Tosfos. Venira li lechalek, bin Goses bide shamayim, le Goses bide adam. Says the Rush, it depends if a person is mortally sick or has a mortal wound. If somebody is mortally sick, minashamayim, so that's, you know, an usher liga bohen. Because we have no idea how to measure. But if a person is inflicted with a mortal wound from a human being, so says the Rosh, there's no isser of touching a ghost is there, maybe because it gets more verifiable what his state is, whether he's going to die right away or not. So the Rosh is mechalik. The Rosh says, unbelievable, he minimizes the Isser, that a Nazir, and let's extend that to Halakha L'maisa B'zman HaZeh, a Kohen, is allowed to touch a certain type of Goses. Right? According to Tosfos, a Nazir cannot touch any Goses. A Kohen cannot touch any Goses. According to the Rosh, there is a Chilik. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, in Simin Shin Ayin. There the Shulchan Aruch says, Mi Shenishpura Mafrakto. Somebody has his, you know, his neck is broken. Rachmana Litzlan. Verov Basar Ima. V'chei Mishenikra Migabo Kedai V'chulu. V'chulu, their Chashav Kemes. Aval Goses, Umisha Nishchatu Bo Beisima, Nimo Betzua Petzalam Harbei, Einan Metamen Echatezi Nafsham. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we Paskin, a Goses is not Metame. Goses, somebody on their deathbed, somebody's about to die, is not Metame. Umikal Makom, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aser likanes labai yeshishbo goses. A Kohen is not allowed to go into a house where there is a goses. Shulchan Aruch. Cross the board. V'yesh matirin, says the Ramah. Some are matir, v'tov lahachmir. But it's a good idea to be machmir, says the Shach, in the name of the Bach, midina tzarech lizoyer. Vein kan makom lifsok lakula. I know what the Ramah's talking about. That, yeah, it's mutter, but be machmir. No! Maker adin, we have to be machmir. Umiyu nire. But, then the Shach adds, it appears, de'ein tzarech lahakitza ulahagi lo kshish goseis. What if a Kohen's sleeping in the house? Do you have to wake him up if there's a goseis in the house? If there's a dead body in the house, that's already, he's right now doing an avera. What if there's a goseis in the house? Says the Shach, you don't have to wake him up. Like you have to wake up Kohen if there's a dead body in the house. What if he's told that there's a ghost ace but he's not dressed? Does he have to run out? No, he can first get dressed. And it could be that he doesn't even have to go out. Why? Because what's the language? Usur likanes. Mashma, you can't actively put yourself into that position, says the Shach. But he says, I won't be make such diyukim. I think a gosei should even go out. So that is the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. Says the Pischei Tshuva. What if one has a Kohen Rofe Mumcha? So, major discussion of how the Kohen became a Rofe Mumcha in terms of medical school. But the Pischei Tshuva here discusses, he quotes from the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, "Dlodas habach, de medina tzarech lizayir, ve'im hatam, mishum tumma yish laser, lekohen shu Rofe Mumcha, letami legoses, likanis lebeso, lasos lerefua." Right, he says, "Lachora, you would say that's not a problem." And then the Pischei Tshuva says, "Ve'elasi, delekuliyama mutter a Rofe Kohen, likanis lebeso, lekoses, lasos lerefua, af im yish lerofe acher, she'eno Kohen." He quotes the Chassam Sofer. What about if it's a Kohen who's going in to determine? There has to be a unbelievable Shaila. There has to be a death certificate written by the government before burial can take place. And you need a Rofe Mumcha to write a death certificate. And there's only a Kohen around. So without this Kohen going inside to determine, the guy's not going to be buried. Can he at least go in when the person's already a mace? That's already Nisr. But what if he's a Goses? Can he go in to at least say that he was a Goses and then, you know, an hour later or even a few days later, is that going to be good enough? That's the discussion of the Chassam Sofer quoted here in the Pischei Tshuva. Iracha sharofe Kohen ubmini musei hamadina she'ena mesem nigbarna sha'achar shebadko arofe meir alav shenis yaish imutu l'kohen hazeh liknos v'livdo v'ala rav echad shmo peli lahatir lo afilu liga v'huzal shafach solila v'herach bebitul shel dover shechalila v'chalila lahare bazeh v'eshem heter bazeh. And it continues, darofe hazeh lo bikesh v'lo shal v'umei hamon apritzim v'shelo machshir. He discusses it, but this is a serious shaila about a Kohen / Nazir coming in contact with the Goseis. Machlokas here between Tosis and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch is Machim. The Shulchan Aruch just goes like Tosis across the board, it's always Asur, and that's why you have to be Mokim this Gemara as Karov L'Goseis, not actual Goseis, while the Rosh was Machalik, between different types of Goseis. We mentioned in the past, in the thought of some Achronim, that the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, we find some evidence that the Isser of Tumas Kohanim applies even if there might not be Tuma per se in this specific situation. First example is what we're talking about. Why is it Usser for a Kohen to come in contact with a Goseis? Is that just because Shema Yavo? What if a person has Nevuah? What if a Navi says that this person is not going to die for the next 7 hours? Is a Kohen allowed to go in? So it sounds like there's an Isser to go in the contact of a Goseis, separate from the future. So why is that? Or, the discussion of the Rokeach quoted in the Shach, could an Ashes Kohen go to a cemetery? A pregnant Ashes Kohen go to a cemetery? So the Rokeach talks about Svek Sveka. No, maybe it's Mutter, maybe it's not a viable baby, and even if it is a viable baby, maybe it's a girl. Right? So maybe there's no person in there. And then the other Achronim say, no, maybe it should be Machmir. You don't rely on it. What about Bizman Azeh? When you could do a sonogram and see what the gender is. So again, these are two examples, and there are others. And the way that the Achronim say it, the Rav Elchanan has this, Rav Shechter writes about this in Be'ikvei Atzon Simen Lamed Hey. The Isser of Tumas Kohanim might not be per se the Isser of becoming Tamei, but the Isser of being in proximity with Tumah. And that might be a larger category than actually becoming Tame. The Isser of Krava Lames, not just the Isser of Tumas Mace. Right? Imageder Isser Shalo Yitma Lames, O Shalo Yiskarev Lames. Ba'ofan Sha'osa Ha'iskarvus, Ha'isa Mevi'ele De Tumah. It could be, but it's not Dafka right now. So that might be the Isser of Goses. That might be the Isser of Tumah Belua, the case of the Rokeach. That also might be an issue, Rachmana Litzlan, a machlokas achronim, if a kohen is allowed to be metame to ashes of a mace, efer hamace, right? It's machlokas achronim. The Mishnah in Olas talks about that efer srufim are not metame. That if they're Rachmana Litzlan, cremation, is there tumah to those ashes? Umemela, so if the Mishnah in Olas says efer srufim is not metame, memela, the kohen shouldn't have a problem with touching it. But there are others that say that it's still aser. So again, it might be, because of this, it's still an issue of krava. Could be, again, it's a big chiddush to say such a thing, but that is the suggestion. What if a kohen is already holding a dead body? Is there anything worse with touching another dead body? Machlokas Rambam Raivin about that. Again, all of this, there's no more tumah, but there's more krava lames. And therefore, these are all the examples. Goses, and Afer, and tumah belua, and nitma v'chozer v'nitma. Right, four examples where that might come up. Okay, we'll continue at the end. We'll see if we get back to the goses issue that we like to mention from Yitzias Mitzrayim, but we'll leave it for now. Okay, but Bez Hashem, at this time we'll come back. Says the Gemara towards the bottom, four lines from the bottom. V'nazir olam heichaksiv. Where do we know Nazir Olam? Well, where do we know the concept of Nazir Olam? So Tosfos says, no, where do we know the din of the Mishnah? That the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon is that a Nazir Olam is allowed to get a haircut every so often. Right? How do we know that Hichbid Tsaro make of a tayar? How do we know that? But Nazir Olam Hechiksiv, the Tanya, couple of suggestions. The Brisa says, Rabbi Omer Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. So why did I wait till today? Avshalom is one of the other suicides. Right? I'm sorry, not Avshalom. We'll get into the story of Avshalom, but in the story of Avshalom there is Achitofel. Achitofel is one of the others. He hung himself because he went over to the other side to help out against David. Achitofel and the Shimshon we had yesterday, Shaul HaMelech, number three, and the fourth one is a king in Sefer Malachim who lit his palace on fire, and with himself inside, Zimri. So those are the four, Skilas Reva Erechanek. Okay. Says the Gemara. So, Rabbi Omer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, Shene'emar, how do you know? And he got a haircut every once in a while. Right, so you see, that's a Nazir Olam got a haircut. Shene'emar, Vahimi, Kesar, Bohem, Shana, at the end of 40 years of something, we'll see later what is the 40 years of, Vayomer, Avshalom Alamelech, Elchana, Vahashalem, Zedariah, Shernadati, Elashem, Echevron. Right, when he's about to have the rebellion, so he says, you know, I'm going to Chevron to fulfill my neder. Why did he go to Chevron? The Mefarshim explains, because that's where David HaMelech's kingdom, Malchus, started, so he wanted to copy him, he was going there to start a Malchus, so he went to Chevron. So, well, what neder did he take? We don't know of any specific neder. So we assume a neder that many people take, and that is a neder of Nazirus. That's what we assume he did. And that's how you know that he was a Nazir Olam, and Umigaleach Echal L'Shtemasar Chodesh. And we know that he got a haircut once a year. Shenemar Vayhimi Kates Yamim Liyamim. The next two words of the Pasuk, which aren't quoted, Asher Yigaleach. Right? So he got a haircut once, Yamim Liyamim. So we assume that means once a year. V'yalif Yamim Yamim Mibati Arichoma. And he learns, Gzereshava, Yamim Yamim means a year. You learn that from Bati Arechoma. Ma Hasam, just like over there, Yud Beis Chodesh. The halach is that one can redeem it within a year. And that's what it means, Yamim Tihia Gula. So, Afkan Yud Beis Chodesh. That is the first opinion of the Gemara, that Rebbe says, Avshalom got a haircut. And another Olam got a haircut once a year. Let's just read the three, and then, actually I forgot to mention something from before, but let's just finish this first. Rabbi Nahurai Omer Megalech Achaz Lamed Yom. Rabbi Nahurai says, once a month. We'll see what his makar is. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. No, another Olam could get a haircut every Friday. Shekein Matzinu B'vnei Malachim Shemagalcha Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. We find by Menei Malachim he could get a haircut every Friday. And he was a Ben Melech. Shalom is a Ben Melech, so he was allowed to get every Friday. So the Gemara is going to go into each of these sources right now, but this is how we know that a Nazir Olam gets a haircut every once in a while. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the other element of Tosfos. I wanted to mention another Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud related to the previous Sugya. The Machzkan of the Gemara was Gemara Gemirila, that it was Mitzvah Sora that a Shimshon was not, is allowed to become Tami Meis, is not included. Says the Tosfos, Pirish de Gamrinon de Katlinhu Mamish, Father Shluchai. Right, we know that we have a Misora that first he killed and then he removed. V'yafilu l'manda amar, kivrei ovdei kochavim, einon metamin ba'ohel, b'maga miya metamin. Right, Tosfos holds, machlokes tanoim, machlokes rishonim. Tosfos holds, like many rishonim, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Yevamos Samach Aleph or so, so Tosfos says that meisei akum are metamin b'maga b'masa and not ba'ohel. Right, that is the shita of Tosfos here. Right, that is a middle shita. That's the Rambam also. But if you look in Tosfos in Yevamos, where this comes up, Tosfos Yevamos, where's Yevamos? Yevamos Samach Aleph. Tosfos there paskins against this. Tosfos says no, Akam or even Mitami Ba'ohel. That's Tosfos' shita in Yevamos, not here. Tosfos says Va'omer read the Ein Halacha Rav Shimon. Reb Shimon Gamliel Paligalei V'Halacha Kamosa B'Mishaseinu V'Tzrichim Kohanim Lizahir MiKivrei Ovdei Kochavim. Kohanim have to be zahir even from a non-Jewish cemetery, right? Kivrei Akum Ar Metame Ba'Ohel, says Tosfos in Yevamos Samach Aleph. Tosfos here quotes like Rov Rishonim, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in what do we paskin? What do we paskin about Tumah of Kohanim? Right? There's a third sheet even before we see the Shulchan Aruch, the Yireim. The Yireim is the most makel that they're not Metame at all. They're not matame at all. It's mutter even to touch. Right? This is the makaris are ha adam and akal adam. How does he understand this gemara? The Yireim, you got to figure out. Oh, what's the tumah by Shimshon? Good question. We're not going to go into that now. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Beis. What is the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch says kivrei ovdei kachavim nachon lizaher hakohen milelech aleihem. One of these middle approaches. What does it sound like? Me'ikir adin, paskins like Bali Atosfos and other Rishonim that it's mutter tumas ohel. There's no tumas ohel by Akum because that's his lashon. It's a good idea. It doesn't say aser, but he says it's a good idea, meaning a good idea to be machmir. Kibri ovdei kochavim nachol lizar akom milelech aleihem, meaning take into account Tosfos and Yevamos. Lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says one should be machmir. And then the Ramah says, V'af al pi sheyesh mekilin nacho mahachmir. It's fascinating. What is written in parentheses here? Even though there's some are mako, Rambam, Yireim. Those are very two different shitas. They both hold that there's no tumas ohel, but the Yireim says everything's mutter. The Rambam only goes halfway. So here in the parentheses in the Ramah, they put them together, Yesh Bekilin. Abba Beish Yesh Bekilin, V'Nachon Lahachmir. Nachon Lahachmir says the Ramah, so both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say to be Machmir, even Lechatchila. What is Nachon Lahachmir going on? How Machmir? The Shulchan Aruch says, it's better to be Zahir, not to be Matami Ba'ohel. And then the Ramah says, even though some are Mekel, how far? Depending how far that is, will determine what the next two words of the Rambam means. Al Lachmir, is he saying, either they're Mekilim and say everything's Mutter, but you should be Machmir at least like the Shulchan Aruch, or less than the Shulchan Aruch, or is he saying Machmir like the Shulchan Aruch? Very not clear. Pischei Shuvah here discusses, again, issues of Kohanim and Tumah. Is there any way out? What if somebody has a skull in the house? Bechulus. That's an important discussion of Tumas Akum. Okay. Apologize for forgetting that. Okay, now let's get back to where we are up to. So, 3 days in the Brisa. How often a Nazir Olam can get a haircut? Once a year, once a month, once a week. So what are the sources for this? So my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe, as the Brisa said, Yalev Bati Arechoma. He learns from Bati Arechoma, Bati Arechoma, you have a year to redeem the house, to buy the house back. So you see, Yamim is a year. V'ha Rebbe Huda Amar Ein Yamim P'chusin Mishnayim. One second. Yamim also means, Rebbe is the one that says Yamim means two. If you look in Psukim there, there is two Psukim in by the Padre Bati Rechoma. We know you're not allowed to redeem it the first couple of days, and that's what Yamim means, and later on it says Yamim Tihi Agulaso. So, how do you know that Yamim means a year, right? Maybe Yamim means something too. So, Hai Gzeira Shava Mishim Kovid Gamir. Ubishne Yamim like a Kovid. The Gzeira Shava is teaching me the halacha of the hair becoming heavy on one's head. After 2 days, there's no heaviness on the head. So that can't be, I can't be referring to that pasuk. Yamim, meaning two, it has to be the one that refers to a year. The Eima Beishanim, maybe 2 years. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vehi Miketz. Miketz Shnasayim Yamim. Right, Yosef was in jail for Shnasayim Yamim. So that's two, that's a Yamim that means 2 years. Dunin Yamim She'eni Mayim Shanim Mi Yamim She'eni Mayim Shanim. When you have a Gzeir Shava, I'd rather compare Yamim to Yamim rather than Yamim to Shnasayim Yamim. Right, where it's not exactly the same word. V'al Yochiach Zeh She'eshimo Shanim. Right, you don't want to compare, you don't compare it in that case, when you have a choice. Remember, as we've said, mentioned many times, Gzeir Shava, you're not allowed to darshan by yourself. Ein Adam Dun Gzeir Shava Me'atzma. A Tana cannot darshan Gzeir Shava by themselves. How can there be discussions about Gzeir Shavas like here? The answer is they were given certain words from their Rebbe. Exactly which context to compare it to, or which word in the context, that was left open. This flexibility within Gzeir Shava. But the whole Gzeir Shava can't, as the Ramban writes in the Shirashim, right? Because it's such a big book like the Torah, it would be impossible not to have the Masar in this. What? It says the word Vayomer here and Vayomer there. So we're going to make up our own Gzeir Shava. It says the word S and it says the word S. Whenever you have a large book, you can have a repetition of words. How do you know which ones to compare in the world of Gzeir Shava or not? So that there had to be a Masorah. So here, the word Yamin was given as a Masorah. Which ones you compare it to? That's the flexibility that the Talmud has. Fine, so you don't compare it to Miketz. The Eim Alamed Yom, maybe Yamim, there's a context where it means 30 days. Dichsev Ar Chodesh Yamim, right, where they ate the meat. Dun in Yamim, She'eni Mam Chadashim, Yamim She'eni Mam Chadashim. Same thing, it's better to compare Yamim to Yamim, not Yamim to Chodesh Yamim. Val Yochiach Zeh, She'eshimo Chadashim. V'eim HaMeHacha, Mi Yamim Yamima. Maybe from Yamim Yamima. What is that referring to? You got to know the next four words of the pasuk. Three words. Mi Yamim Yamima, Arba'as Yamim Bashana. Yiftach. Remember the tragic story of Yiftach. If Hashem helps me, whatever comes out of my house first, I'm going to give us a karbon. And his daughter came out first. And very unclear exactly what happened to his daughter, but it says 4 times a year they went to visit something. They went to visit her. They went to visit a monument. They cried about her. So it says, Mi Yamim Yamima, Arbas Yamim Bashana. So maybe it means 4 days. So again, answers the Gemara. Dun in Yamim Yamim ain't done in Yamim Miyamima. Right? You'd rather compare the exact same word. So before we get back to that, let's finish. Umay nafka mina. So now he has the Gemara in all these cases. Why you're so medactic when it comes to Gzeir Shava? Fatana de Rabbi Yishmael. Didn't we learn from Rabbi Yishmael that Gzeir Shavas have a lot of flexibility? Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen. Two verbs used in the context of Saras Habayis. Going back and forth, the Kohen going in, the Kohen coming back. So the Gzeir Shava, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, we compare the two. And those are different words in Gzeir Shava. So what's the big deal? Why are we so limiting in our context? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Hecha Delecha Dedamilei. If you have no better choice, then you're allowed to have flexibility in the Gzeir Shava. Amal Hecha Deika Dedamilei, Mi Dedamilei Alfinan. But if you have something that's closer, that's more exact, so then it is better to have that, comparison. Period. I'll stop there for a moment. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. We discussed this in Navi Shir. Those who listen to Hashem, the Navi Shir is starting again with Hashem next week. Machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban, the last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra. The last Ramban has the machlokas whether Yiftach actually killed his daughter, whether he actually gave her as a karban. That is not clear. The Ramban says it's for sure clear. The Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, who says that maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it wasn't, Ola means that she didn't go out of her, Halateola Ola means she didn't go out of her house. She stayed in this house in the woods for the rest of her life. So the Ramban calls that Hevel. The Ramban says, Valtia Nifta Behevle Rabbi Abraham. Ha'omer, ki pirish ha'altei la'ola, lomar im iya ha'yotze midalsei beisi isha isha vaya la'ashem kodesh, she parish midarki ha'olam, la'amodu shareis b'shem Hashem, b'tfila v'hodos le'elokim. V'miya davar ra'ui li'kare ve'alenu ola. Right, reinterpret his words. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Eile divrei ruach, says the Ramban. I think that's totally wrong. Ki im nada shi'el Hashem, einenu shi'el parish. If he gives money to Hashem, why just staying in one's house is that Lashem? No. Avaliyah kamo Shmuel. Shamra imo. What did Chana say? Unisativ Lashem. He served in the base of Migdash. So why couldn't she do that? Ukvi mishpatei Torah. And also, according to Torah law, ein biyad ha'adam, she yadur biyotze pesach beso, she prushim, kasher ein biyad ha'alo samola. He says, Pashut. What does the pasuk sound like? Ve'alateo la'ola. And that's takes it literally. The Radak also on Navi also has the quotes these two opinions about what actually happened. Either way, it was a tragic story. All the messages about that story. Yiftach wouldn't go to Pinchas. Pinchas wouldn't go to Yiftach. As Chazal pick up on the story. Good. Let's just finish up this section. Back to the Gemara. Ika da'amre or Ibayis Ema. A different. Reason why we don't learn it from the pasuk by Yiftach, Tatmina Yadinan. It says four times a year. We have no idea. How do you know that's split up evenly? Mina Yadinan, the call Tlasa Yarchin Chadzimna. How do you know that's going to be a source of Yamim Yamima every 3 months? How do you know that it's the call Tlasa Yarchin Chadzimna? Every 3 months they went right once they. Equidistant from each other. Dilma arba zimni b'shasa arba. Maybe it was four times a year. Arba yarchin chad zimna. One time you have a 4 month break. Train yarchin b'chad zimna. It was a 2 month break. That pasuk can't be a makar because all it says is yamim yamima four times a year. Maybe it was twice in a week. Right, whatever. So we don't know. So that's why that can't be a makar. Good. That was all though. Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe who holds that. A Nazir Olam gets a haircut once a year, based on Hashalom. Number two, Rabbi Nahorai Omer Migaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Nahorai says once a month. Once a month. My time, but where does he get that from? Gabe Kohanim Mishum Di'ika Kovad. Kohanim are obligated to get a haircut once a month. Mishum Kovad, because of the heaviness of the hair. Hachanam Di'ika Kovad. So here do these Kovad. Fine. That's number two. It's interesting, Tosas points out here, what's the makar that a Kohen Hedyot gets a haircut? What did we just learn in the Gemara? That a Nazir Olam could get a trim once a month? You learn that from Kohen Hedyot. How do you know Kohen Hedyot gets a haircut once a month? You learn that from Nazir Hedyot. Look at Tosfos. We're going in circles. V'im Tomar, asked Tosfos my time. V'akohanim atman yafina, remember the Gemara Tainus, about a king and a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. Where do you know that a Kohen haircut, you learn it from para from Nazir. D'mekil and achas l'shloshim yom, just like a Nazir stam is l'shloshim yom. So what do we just do? You learned Nazir olam from Kohen, and you learn Kohen from Nazir. So says Tosfos, you're right. Right, Tosa says, you can't learn Nazir Olam from Nazir Hedyot. They can't go together. They're too different. Nazir Olam is more comparable to Kohen, because they're eternal Kedushos. They're eternal statuses. And once you learn that, so then you compare the a Kohen. Delom istavar le'lilmod Kedushas Olam mikedushas Shah. Ulahachi yalaf mikohanim. Avagav delomim in alamah mishim tekohanim na mikedushas Olam ave. It helps a little bit, but it's still somewhat circular. It's Kohen, it's Nazir, Kohen, Nazir, right? But it's two steps, but that's an interesting, putting the two limudim together. Tosfos says, it is an interesting limud, lamed min halamed, right? You can't do lamed min halamed in kachim. So is this kachim? That was the first question in the Masechta, right? Maybe this should be in Seder kachim. The answer is no, it's not fully kachim. There are many other elements to the Zeris as well. In the world of Nedarim. Viter, number three, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megaleach me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos, every Friday, my Ika b'nei l'shar achohi, what's the difference between Avshalom, who the Psukim say delayed his tiglachas, l'shar achohi, to his other brothers, to his other B'nei Melachim, Yomtiv Shechalios Be'emsa Shabbos. What happens if you have a Yomtiv that falls out of the middle of the week? Can you shave L'Kavod Yomtiv? So, Da'achoi Megalchin Hulo Megalech. His brothers shave for Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yomtiv. But he only once a week. Only once a week. So if he shaved on Friday, he cannot shave more than that. Inami or Ligiluche Minsafer Damali Shabsa. How about Friday morning? So you have to wait till Friday afternoon. Achoi Magalchin. His brothers could shave already even Friday morning because of Kavod Shabbos. Iulo Magalech Ad Panya. But because his heter is very limited, he has to wait until late on Friday. The Rush quotes, until he brings his karbanos. We learned that if the Nazir Olam that shaves also has to bring karbanos. That is the difference. This Gemara is quoted lahalacha, machlokes achronim. When you have an avel achmana l'slan, who's not allowed to shave, get a haircut, and it's yantif. When is he allowed to cut his hair before yantif? When is he allowed to shave before yantif? So, the Ravya, not such a common occurrence in our shir, the Ravya, in Hilchas Avel, page 537, he quotes, Kivan, Shalohitiru Elam Ebnei Kavod Aragel, since an Avel, somebody's an Avel, and then Yant Pesach comes, Shavuos comes, since he's only allowed to shave because of Kavod Aragel, Tzarech Lahamkin at Samach Lalaila Acher HaMincha, he's got to wait until the end of the day, Sha'az Nikar Mamish Shem Ebnei HaRegel Hutarlo, even though everybody else in the world were getting ready for Yantif for Kavod Yantif even earlier in the day, Hanimili Shar Inshi, Aval Avel, Sha'asur Lo, Imlo Mibne Kavod Aregel, Tzarech Lahamtin Ana Erev. You gotta wait till right before Yantif. V'chein Reisi Noeg Avamari, V'lo Zachisi Ladun Lefanav, Aval Atonis Yashafti Bedavar, V'haniyug Yafe V'kasher. What's my Raya? Nazir Dafhei. Nazir Davhei, what does it say there? It says there that there's a difference between a Nazir Olam and everybody else. Everybody else can get haircuts in the morning already, because Kavod Yantif, they have more flexibility. But someone who has an Isser, who's only allowed because of the Yantif, it's got to be Nikar that it's L'shem the Yantif, and that's why you have to wait till late in the day. Alma, Afagav da Sharma, Galchen Afilu Bashkama, HaNazir Olam, Shlohuta Lo Ela B'pnei, HaShabbos, Visu Isser Tzorach Lahamtin on Erev, Hachanami Legabe Avel. That's the Ravya. You gotta wait until late in the day. Other Achronim argue the Rav Avraham Nahar right here quotes that Ravya and his Mekel. He says, no, maybe you can't compare. There's a difference between an Avel and a Nazir. An Avel, his Avelos is stopping now. It's being finished. A Nazir is continuing after Yantif. So maybe a Nazir, you gotta limit it as much as you can. Go late in the day because he's still being a Nazir Olam, but he's just allowed to shave now. The Avelos is being paka now from Yantif. So maybe there's a difference. Maybe that can go earlier. So that's Rav Minar here. In general, we try to wait till late, except Erev Pesach might have a different status. Erev Pesach might have a different status in terms of Avelos. You can look at Hilchos Avelos to know that. What about a regular Erev Shabbos? Regular Erev Shabbos for an Avel to wash around a little bit and to change his clothes. So that's also late in the day. That's not Chatzos. Sometimes that's a misconception that people have, that already at Chatzos, Erev Shabbos, a person in the middle of Shiva is allowed to get up and not be Noeg Avelos. No, it's as late in the day as you need the time beforehand to stop in order to get ready for Shabbos. Okay, there's also Machlokes in this whole Gemara. Does it mean, when Mekel Batar, does that mean a really full haircut, shave totally, or just a little trim? Just a little trim. Baalei Tosfos say that just a little trim. The Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam might say that it's even allowed to get a full-fledged haircut. Vaita, let's finish up. Hani Abam Shana Maya Vidataya. Once we quoted that pasuk by Avshalom, one of those 40 years, it was 40 years, the end of 40 years, and Avshalom said, I'm going, Reb Narai Omer, Reb Shemere Yeshua, Lekeitz Mem Shana Sheshalu Lohem Melech. The end of 40 years since, right, it can't be 40 years from David HaMelech being king, you work out the math, it doesn't work, it's 40 years since Bnei Yisrael asked for a king. So Tosfos says, we're connecting the rebellion of Avshalom to the rebellion of Am Yisrael, right? Asking for a king. As we know, without getting into the sugya right now, Shmuel HaNavi and Hashem, Lahavdil, were very upset that they asked for a king, even though it's a mitzvah daraisa in last week's parsha, right? So why were they so upset? There was some kind of problem. A part of it was maybe that they didn't trust, there was a lack of bitachon, the Radak says there. So there, the 40 years is connecting the merit of Avshalom to the merit of Am Yisrael. Tana, Osa, Shana, Shalom, Melech, Hishnas Esther L'Shmuel HaRamasi. It was the 10th year of his leadership. Fine. Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. Stam Nezirus is 30 days. Somebody says, I hereby accept to be a Nazir. The Mishnah says, I'm not sure, but we could check whether this is the shortest Mishnah on record throughout Shas that the Gemara talks about. Four words could be the shortest one. Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. So Stam Nezirus is 30 days. The Ran in Nedarim Dav Dalet says, we don't say Stam Nedarim Shloshim Yom. Right? Even though we compare, and Nezirus is a type of Neder, we don't say Stam Nedarim Shloshim Yom. Why? Because within the world of Nedarim is also Nidre Hektish, and that's forever. So once one part of Nedarim is forever, we're not going to limit it, Nedarim, to 30 days in general, because a major part of Nedarim is Nidre Hektish. How do we know this? Amar Masna Machlokas. Amar Masna Amar Kra, Kadoshi Hiya, Yebe Gematria, Tlasen Havi. Famous Gematria, Yez Gematria 30, and that's how you know Stam Nezirus. The Ramban writes in the beginning of Sefer HaGeula, one of his farm in the Kisvei Ramban, he says, take Gematrias seriously, the ones that Chazal say. Doesn't mean any ones that we make up today. But Chazal, a number of times, not too often, Vinoshantem, that's the context of the Ramban. Right, Vinoshantem, how the ones the Gula going to come? Hashem redeemed us 2 years early, so we wouldn't be Shakua there, right, from the laning of Tisha B'Av. So he says, here, one or two times, very not often, we learn Halacha from Gematria. Here's one we learn also by a carbon mincha, right? One of the shira. But here you learn the Ramban says take it seriously. Barpada Omar Kinege Nazir Nizro Hamur Betara Lamed Chaser Achas. Barpada says in the parsha of Nazir it uses that verb Nazir Lahazir uses that 29 times. 29 times is the word Nazir found in some shape or form. For Rav Masna, Nami Nilef Minazir Nizro. Why didn't Rav Masna learn it from there? Amar Lacha, Hula Drasha. No, there a lot of the words Nazir are to teach me halachas. Miyayin V'sheicher Yazir, Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Yayin Meshus. Like we had earlier, Ki Yafli Linder Neder Nazir LaHazir Malamisha Naziris Chalal Naziris. That teaches me that one Nazir can be Chalal another the Naziris. Exactly what that means is the Machlokas here, Tosfos, the Mefarish, and others. I'm a Nazir. Does that mean two in a row? Sometimes the Naziris Chalal Naziris. So you use them. Ubar Pada Amar Lacha Lecha Chad Min Ho Delav LaDrasha. What? Not everyone you learn something from. So some of them are going to be extra. So if some of them are extra, so that's Megala. Then all of them we could count up. Elami Dehahu LaMinyana Kulanami LaMinyana. So Machlokas Rav Masna and Bar Pada. How do you know 30 days? Either a Gematria, which is 30, or counted up, which is 29. Tanan has Tanan. Our Mishnah says Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. Bishvaler of Masna Nicha. Bar Pata Kasha. Bar Pata says 29. Our Mishnah says 30. So isn't that a Kasha? Amar Lecha Bar Pata. Aidi Deika Yom Tlasin De Magalech Levi Karbanosav. Well, Bar Pata would say Nezirus is 29 days. Day 30 is when you bring your karbanos and get the haircut. Mishemachi Tanan Shloshim. That's why it says 30 in the Mishnah. Tanan, what about the Mishnah later on? Misha Maharini Nazir Megalech Yom Shloshim VeEchad. You get a haircut of your Karbanos day 31. Bish the mother of Masna Nicha because it's 30 days Naziris and day 31 is the day of Karbanos. Ela the Bar Pada Kasha. Bar Pada says 29. So why does that Mishnah say 31? Amar Lecha Bar Pada. Bar Pada tell you, well, aim a safe. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim Yotza. Well, b'di'eved, if you didn't wait till day 31, you did it on day 30, you don't say. So you see, that supports me. Ela seifa misayale. So the seifa that says day 30 b'di'eved would work is my support. What do I do with the reisha? Reisha nase ka'omer shleimin. Reisha is as if I said 30 full days. What does that mean? Tosfos and the Rush say that the pshat of this line is that even though according to him, Stam Nezirus is 29, we don't want that to be confused with a case where somebody says, I hereby accept 30 days, which is 30 full days, so we make a gzera that every time you accept Naziris, even though automatically it's 29, one should do 30. If you look in the Tosfos on the 6Y line, V'gazru chachamim kishaomer nazir stam, delechadchila lo yigalech ala b'yom shloshim ve'echad. You gotta wait till day 31 because of the case of 30 full days. One more line of the Rav Masna Kashya Seifa. Rav Masna, what about the Seifa, according to him? Right, according to him, if he says Naziris is 30, so why could you get your haircut on day 30? Ksavar mixas hayom kakulo. Because it makes hayom kakulo, so as long as he had part of the day, that is good enough. Okay, but we'll start with discussing mixas kakulo on tomorrow's daf as we continue here in the first parak of Naziris. Parsha Shir should be up, those interested.